I'm interviewing my dad, Matt.
Oh, hi.
He's my dad. I know him because he's my dad. All right, here we go. What was I like as a child?
Obnoxious.
Oh. Was that really?
No, you were good. Everybody liked you. You were very polite. You were always the favorite with teachers and people that met you.
What's one bad behavior I had as a child, and where do you think I picked it up from or who?
No, you weren't really that bad.
Anything?
Honestly, I'm having a hard time thinking of something that, like, outside of the normal stupid kid stuff. Breaking things or just being obnoxious sometimes. Like, there's nothing that stands out.
Okay. I'll take it. What is one important value or life lesson that you try to instill in me as a child?
To be truthful.
Why?
Because it's your character is the most important thing that you have. You know, what people think, how people perceive you, who you are as a person matters more than any other single thing.
Are there any other important values that you tried to instill in me besides being truthful?
Just basic integrity, having responsibility for your actions.
Just being a good person?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the easiest part of raising me and the hardest part?
The easiest part was when you were asleep, and the hardest part was when you were awake.
Okay.
Kids are just real time intensive. I don't, just like the other thing, there wasn't anything that was more hard because of something that was terrible about you. Sometimes it's just overwhelming.
I mean, was there anything in particular that I did that made things difficult, like sleeping, or was I hard to contain at times? Or
well, yeah, I guess now you're saying the sleeping. You had like a 2-hour bedroom routine.
Yeah, I remember that. I
have to read 300 books, and yeah, so that was horrible.
What was one quality, habit, or skill that I inherited or learned from either you or my mom that you can think of off the top of your head?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a skill. I think we have similar senses of humor. What do you think?
I think I got a lot of, like, both your personalities.
Right.
Mom can be a bit aggressive at times. And then your humor. So I think that's part of it. What was one annoying thing I did as a child? Just something that always bothered you? Or you just wanted me to stop? If anything.
This.
I'm not a child, though.
Technically.
So nothing? I didn't do anything?
I don't know.
That was perfect.
It feels like it's... No. No, that's not the case. There just wasn't something that just really stuck out.
I'll take it. How did you teach me to treat others? What was like a... I don't know.
You know, the whole do unto others. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. It's a cliche, but it's true.
What did you tell me to keep me out of trouble, or try and keep me out of trouble?
Didn't have to do much. You had a lot of natural guilt. And if I fed into that and seemed like I was disappointed, it seemed like it made you do the things you needed to do.
So you didn't say anything in particular to try and, like, dissuade me from doing anything? You just let me?
Mostly, I just physically abused you. You remember?
Yeah, I remember that. That was rough. What music did you introduce me to and why? Did you do it on purpose, or, like, did you have a reason?
I think, well, you would know better, because I listen to what I listen to. Mm-hmm. You know, that one group, Postal Service.
Right.
You're familiar with Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Beastie Boys.
Right.
So, I think you like things from all of them.
Mm-hmm. What was something you purposely tried to prevent me from becoming? Like, something you didn't want me to turn out to be, or maybe, I don't know, just anything.
A douchebag.
Oh.
No, just a...
I mean, it looks like you failed.
Just a dishonest person, I know. Just somebody I couldn't trust.
Okay. How did you prevent me from getting in trouble or misbehaving?
By paying attention, by just being around. There's a lot of, that's the biggest part of being a parent.
Were there any traits or things that you knew ahead of time that you wanted to teach me or try and emphasize, and what were those?
Just the personal responsibility, so you'd make better choices and not have to make every mistake that I made.
What about, like, skills or
nunchuck habits? Skills.
Okay.
Bow staff skills.
Well, I don't have any of those, so.
I know. Dismay.
If you could have another shot at raising me, what is something that you would emphasize more again? If anything. There doesn't have to be anything.
Maybe cleanliness.
Cleanliness?
Not as in being physically dirty, but being more neat.
Neat. Oh, I am kind of disorganized. That's fair. Did you have a specific hope or plan for me, or something that you wanted me to become or do later in life, or did you just want me to do whatever I felt necessary?
I just wanted you to be able to have a choice for what you did. I didn't want you to fall into something because of mistakes. I wanted you to be able to choose a path and follow it instead of... I wanted you to be successful.
Why did you name me Cole? Did you think it would have some sort of effect on me socially, or did it have some sort of meaning to you?
It didn't have a meaning beyond the fact that we wanted you to... it just sounded unique at the time. There weren't any people I knew in my generation named Cole.
I don't really know any Coles. There's only one other Cole that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so...
So it's still pretty...
Unique and kind of manly.
Manly?
Yeah.
How did you prepare me for the real world? Or try to get me used to dealing with people other than family and friends?
The constant beatings.
Yeah.
No, I mean, try to teach by example, you know? I tried to always listen to you and treat you like, an equal person, if not an equal in seniority.
How did you and Mom try and shape my beliefs or ideas, or did you just try and let me think or feel however I wanted?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the whole integrity thing, we kind of let you be who you were, and you were intrinsically good, it seemed like, so.
How about, like, politics or religion or any of that?
Well, you know, we're both atheists or agnostic, mm-hmm. whatever you want to say, but we didn't want to just outright discourage you from pursuing that if it was something you were interested in.
Right.
It just wasn't for us.
What was something that I excelled at as a kid that you struggled with as a kid, if anything?
I don't have anything there. What, like something I was ashamed of?
No, like a skill or like a social habit. Something that like you grew up with that you had a hard time with but I did well with.
I don't know, I feel like we have fairly parallel trajectories.
Okay. Okay, last question. Are you satisfied with who I've become, and is there anything that you'd suggest or change with how you've raised me?
No, I mean, I'm satisfied. I'm
You're not
proud
satisfied?
Of you.
Okay.
I'm not satisfied at all. I've never been less satisfied.
That's fair.
No. Yeah, I am. The only thing I would change is your procrastination the night before the assignment's due.
Yeah, that's fair. It is 9 or 10 o'clock right now. Is that it?
I don't know, is it?
That's all the questions. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was way more than